Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 50 of Ninjas and Super Spies. It's a special occasion. And it is appropriate, upon this momentous day, that Ninjas and Super Spies gets to do what it does best, and that is fail me. For upon this page, we find the two remaining espionage character classes, the operative agent and the gadgeteer agent. The operative agent is probably the most boring class in the game. It gets skills in a martial arts form, and none of the special perks other classes get, and that's it. The other class on this page, the gadgeteer agent, is also boring, and to make a long story short, that's the dumbest thing on this page. But I feel I have to defend this pick, and I have to defend it in a shocking turn of events with recourse to another Palladium book, because I have certain expectations of what Palladium will deliver to me with something like a gadget-obsessed super spy, and the gadgeteer agent is not it. So, for your consideration, I present the case against the gadgeteer agent. I present to you from the special training section of Heroes Unlimited. This is a role-playing game about aliens and robots, cyborgs, people with magical swords, people in one memorable instance with magical underwear, which is a great magical item to have because it's not easily pried off of you in the heat of battle. Special training is the superhero category for superheroes who have none of those traditional superhero trappings. They're just people who have somehow found themselves in a group of... It's like if Dirty Harry ended up on the Justice League somehow. Could easily have been the most boring part of the book, but it's not. Exhibit A, the Ancient Master. This is Heroes Unlimited's answer to Ninjas and Super Spies. This is the ancient martial artist. This gives you a bunch of like high-level weapon proficiencies and all kinds of crazy stuff. You get to build an arsenal of ninja weapons, so you get to like go select your 12 favorite from like this illustrated list of all the martial arts weapons through history. There's even a table to roll to see how old you look compared to how old you really are, which has a teeny bit of overlap so that it can turn out if you roll badly that you're like a hard living ancient master who's actually 40 but looks 50. Or if you roll really well, then you're actually 90 but you look 20. Exhibit B, the hunter slash vigilante. Never mind that all of the characters in this game are vigilantes. This is a superhero or supervillain who hunts the most dangerous game, man. You wouldn't think that there's very much distinctive that we could give to this character since, as we've established, the Palladium skill system is exhaustive in its coverage of like weird outdoorsy physical and rifle firing skills. But in fact, they do scrape up some original stuff to give this character. He has an ability to disguise scent, whereas his ability to recognize and identify plants is at 86%, slightly better. He has a 90% chance to modify weapon cartridges. So all this stuff to make him like distinctively a hunter. The secret operative, the super spy of Heroes Unlimited. I don't even begin to have time to explain to you all the cool crap that this character gets to make up for the fact that he has no superpowers. He gets a billion skills, he gets bonuses to all of his attributes, he gets a special car. When you're creating a super spy in Heroes Unlimited, you can very easily end up in a situation where you're weighing your options between your vehicle being a car that can drive on water or one that has a rocket-powered ejector seat. That's a good day at the office in character creation when you're making a decision like that. There's so much cool stuff. He gets laser weapons. The stage magician. A whole character class just for what if David Copperfield decided to go fight crime. And it's got a list of like all the smoke bombs you can get. There's something called like goblin dust that you can blow in people's faces. These are all characters with no special superhero gimmick. But each one of them has some crime fighting ability that is totally unique to that class. So now we return to Ninjas and Super Spies. Beneath a picture of a woman with a jetpack, a rare depiction of a woman doing any kind of like espionage or crime fighting in this game, we have the gadgeteer agent. And I quote, "This character is in love with gimmicks and devices. Without a complete selection of dirty tricks, weapons, secret gizmos, and special defenses, the character would feel downright naked." So this is a classic super spy archetype. This is your mid-era James Bond who relies a lot on like laser wristwatches and, you know, gimmicked shoes that allow you to fight off sharks, like weirdly specific gadgets that you get at the beginning of the movie and then they end up being useful to fight the bad guys later. That kind of character, right? a major super spy archetype. And what does the Gadgeteer agent get to reflect this, you may ask? The answer is $250,000. And that's it. There are no special gizmo abilities. There's no, like, special hookup. Like, not only can you not make a laser watch, you don't even know a guy who can make a laser watch. You just get $250,000 to go shop. You're just stuck buying the same shit everybody else can get. And in fact, it's not even gonna end up with you having like this, you know, big backpack full of wacky gadgets, as it would, for example, if you were the Ancient Master from Heroes Unlimited, who actually has to go pick out like 15 badass ancient weapons. You can't cash them in for their cash equivalent. You can't have an arsenal that is just like a briefcase full of $100 bills. You actually have to go pick cool weapons from a cool list of weapons. Here, it's just money. And oftentimes, agents who work for an agency do have like an allowance, right? You've got like your gun allowance. So if every mission you somehow manage to drop your company issued weapon, if you're a real Fox Mulder and every time you have a confrontation with a bad guy, you somehow trip over something and drop your gun and have to go with hat in hand back to the agency and get that same model of gun to go drop again next week, then certainly you're not going to blow your $250,000, which I remind you is your primary class feature. $250,000. You're not going to blow it on a closet full of those little guns. You just get those. What you're going to do is buy one or two big ticket items. For example, you could buy a laser pistol. Costs like $180,000, which is basically your whole budget, but you now have a laser pistol. And so your super spy career is going to be like a Roger Moore, James Bond movie where you're constantly getting into tight scrapes and then you have just the right gadget. Only in this case, it's always your laser pistol. For what it's worth, the operative agent on the other side of the page is even worse. It's almost identical to this class, except it doesn't get the money. Instead, it gets like two more skill programs. And they're basic skill programs too. So like, you get just as many spy skills as other people, and then you get like two skill program selections from, you know, the basic category or the medical category. So if you want to be a paramedic on top of everything, you can be that. Or, you know, basic skills. Like, if you want to go take the Weeaboo skill package, then you can be a super spy who can also, you know, name six types of Pocky, or be an insufferable prick who wanders around the house in one of those like kimonos, like Brad in Rocky Horror. You can be a pompous jerk, in addition to being a spy. It is a terrible, terrible class. The money's not good, but I would much rather have the money. But at least the operative agent, the sort of overeducated know-it-all like Mycroft Holmes is like a boring character type implemented boringly. The Gadgeteer agent is disappointing. I don't expect good rules from Palladium. I don't expect good implementations. I don't expect sentences that function grammatically. I don't expect good organization. I don't expect a playable game, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But I do expect crazy fun ideas like the ones I mentioned earlier from Heroes Unlimited. And in that context, it is unconscionable that on page 50 of this book, right under a picture of a beautiful gadgeteer soaring through the sky in her jetpack, we have the cartooniest of super spy archetypes modeled as a character with no special quirks or abilities, and here's $250,000 to buy yourself something pretty. I'm not even mad. I'm disappointed. And the gadgeteer agent is both the most disappointing and the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time as we discuss page 51 of Ninjas and Super Spies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.